Sorry.
Have you ever found yourself in a place where you're asking the question, what's all this for?
Or you've seen or heard things and you just say to yourself, what does this even mean?
You got some questions.
And we've got answers.
This is the Talk Boys Podcast.
And we're back.
We're back and better than ever. And it's so good that you've joined us today. Dude, if you listen to the first line of our podcast today and you heard that, like, they may have already paused it.
Right. That's true.
He's like, my friend told me about this podcast, and basically Barney started it all.
Oh, Harry Carey.
Oh, man. Here we are. It feels like we're starting the engine again.
I know. It's been quite a break.
We had a 3-week break, and we're back.
A much needed one.
I believe so. It was necessary, but I found myself excited to get back to recording.
Yeah, me too. I mean, it's not like we didn't do a bunch of things within those 3 weeks that we could possibly talk about.
I did nothing. I found a cavernous region and I stayed there.
I found a small cave where I live, and I got a pack of Sam's Club sized veggie straws and just hibernated.
Dude, how long could one live off veggie straws? Hey, you can't convince me that those are vegetables.
Yeah, it's preposterous to think like, oh, this is just like a Cheeto. But it's made out of vegetables.
You're a huge, big liar.
You've lied to my children.
But they're good.
They are good, yeah.
I feel like people eat them, though, thinking that they're making a good decision, and they're not. They're not making a good decision at all, I feel like.
Anything that's not a fruit or veggie and is crunchy, this is my theory, cannot be healthy for you. If it is outside of the veggie or fruit, and it is crunchy upon bite, it can't be healthy.
Yeah. Okay, I'll say this. I think it's healthier. That's a healthier option.
Sure.
There's less fat.
Okay.
I'm sure they put some sort of vegetable in there, or else the FDA would call them out at a certain point in time, right?
It's just green edible spray paint.
But it's like, I'm never eating those going, this is healthy. I go, this is probably better than eating Doritos.
Which is what I want to do.
Yeah, it's a good option.
Yeah, that's true.
Have you ever ate a veggie straw and, like, made sure there was an actual straw, you, like, get a little breathe through it?
No.
Yeah, through the veggie straw?
You use it as a snorkel?
You ever do that with a Twizzler? You bite the ends
now,
off?
Now, Twizzlers I'll do, yes.
Dude, twizzing ain't easy, man.
Me and my brothers used to do this. We used to get Twizzlers. My dad was addicted to them, you know. Yeah, I know. It's a long story.
Big Twizzler guy?
But big Twizzler guy. We'd bite the ends off of him and use it as a straw in our root beer float.
Wow.
Yeah, just setting us up for diabetes.
I catch a lot of flack for this. I hate root beer.
Really?
I've never had root beer and thought, root beer. And I get that it's like, it has a very niche following.
Do you think so? So it's not like a widely accepted, like, soft drink?
I don't think that...
Oh, I love it.
I don't think it's a... I think that there's... Like, if you polled people, I think it'd be 50-50 root beer.
Really?
I think...
That split.
We should do a poll today.
Done.
On Instagram.
Done.
Are you pro or anti? And I'm not... Like, if you want to have it, great. It's just not... I don't like the flavor. It's kind of like cucumbers. I don't like the flavor of cucumbers.
No, I hate cucumbers.
What are they supposed to taste like? They taste like slime, and they taste like...
Disgusting.
They taste... I've never ate a cucumber and thought... I'm also not a tomato guy, unless they're like in a pico de gallo or a salsa. dude.
That's okay. That's the tomato exception you make.
Oh, for sure.
Not even on a burger or a salad.
I have yet to ever eat a burger and think this tomato is making this delicious beef and cheese better. Hey, you know what makes this beef and cheese better? A slice of soupy, slimy crap. That's
a little soup fruit.
I don't also, I'm not like a lettuce guy on burgers or
no,
onion.
No, like, I don't like lettuce or onion on my burger.
Let's eat a salad on the side. Like, why
do
I need
a good salad?
Dude, okay, veggie straws, I'm drawing a correlation. Okay. Maybe people eat that stuff on their burgers because they feel like, oh, I'm getting some vegetables, right?
Those are the same veggie straw people, or is that the same person?
No, I don't think they're the same people, but I think that people make an excuse to like eat something unhealthy.
And it's oh, like, you think they compensate for like, oh, this
just eat something unhealthy.
Eat a Snickers too.
Yeah. Yeah, I love when they say you're hungry, eat a Snickers. If I'm hungry, I can guarantee you I'm not springing for a I am starving. Let's go get a Snickers bar.
Oh, that would make it worse, wouldn't it?
One would assume it's just sugar. Like, I might pass out.
I do love
Snickers.
You
ever like not eat anything and then you eat like something with a lot of sugar in it and then you just get sick?
Yep. Almost every day.
I don't know why it keeps happening.
You think you just nailed it for me.
It keeps happening. Hey, this is episode 8?
Nine.
What?
Yes, dude. 9.
Hey, for the naysayers, you know what naysayers say? They say nay.
Bunch of horse-faced behind saying nay.
We have some friends that said that we wouldn't make it past 6 episodes. I think the highest bet was 12, and guess what? We're at 9.
Saddle up your horses.
We got a trail of blue. Whoa! Through the wild blue. If you don't listen to some old Stephen Curtis Chapman on your commute to work today.
What are you doing with your life?
Dude, just, it is wholesome, and it bops. I don't care how long you've been. I don't care if you only listen to 21 Savage. Turn on some Stephen Curtis Chapman. Wait till all your boys are in the car. Wait till all your friends are in the car.
Play that little bop diddy bop.
Everybody's like, put on Katherine Perry. Katy Perry.
I do love Katy Perry.
Who doesn't love Katy Perry?
She has very few albums where they're just like, this was a bad album. If any that I can think of.
Dude, you know the album that's just got me lately?
What?
Adele's new album.
Oh, yeah. She's unbelievable.
What a virtuoso. I will use that word.
And can I tell you something? If you have a record player, you have to have all of her albums.
On vinyl, yes.
They're unreal. They're special. That's what I'll say.
I have like a rule for vinyl. This is becoming a music episode, but
that's okay.
I have a rule for vinyl. So if it wasn't recorded analog, then there's no point in getting vinyl.
That's a good point.
So the reason I say that is that vinyl is an analog thing. Like, you know, a lot of our music's digital, and most people will never be able to hear the difference in like analog versus digital recording.
Yeah.
Like if you listen to a cassette tape, it has a very different sound than, you know, like a hi-fi cassette versus a, you know, MP3 file.
Yeah.
Or a CD versus an MP3. There's a difference in quality, but records, man.
Different.
They just sound so good. So the reason I say that is I hear a lot of people that buy a lot of things on vinyl, and I'm sure they sound great, but vinyl is like an analog thing. And so for you to really hear like that album in its purest state, it needs to be recorded analog. And I know you probably are like, what is that? Sorry, I sound like I'm dying. I'm still sick. It has to be recorded on like a reel-to-reel or, you know, like just not a like an actual digital recording. So an album, I will tell you, you have to get on vinyl, original, just good vinyl. Fleetwood Mac, Rumors.
Ooh.
Is so good on vinyl.
I might have to buy it.
Yeah.
This weekend.
I'll say this. If you don't, even whether it's recorded analog or not, if you listen to vinyl, you're my people. And I'm not trying to be the hipster that's like, I only like things on vinyl. I listen to a lot of Spotify. But there's just something about having a friend over, or me and my wife will cook some dinner. You know, hey, cook some dinner, put on a vinyl while you're cooking.
Oh, that's how to do it. That's how to do it.
Pour you a little glass of wine, listen to your vinyl, get a blanket, you know. Don't watch TV, just listen to music.
That is a great point.
How often do you just sit and listen to music? And you don't... I've made a goal to start doing this, and it's not like a resolution.
And not do anything else.
But last year, I started just listening to music where I wasn't commuting, or it wasn't for a purpose of like, I need to learn this song for next week, or like just sitting and listening to music.
That's a great idea.
Music should not be a
filler
or a pacifier for you. Like, just sit and listen to music.
It's great.
So, hey, if y'all are not following us currently on Instagram, because based off of analytics, we have a lot more listeners than followers.
That is true.
And so I'm not, you know, throwing shade. Like, as a matter of fact, we had a social media episode where we talked about, you know, kind of the downsides of social media. But if you were to follow a page, Instagram, what's that Instagram handle, Josh?
It is at the Talk Boys Podcast.
At the Talk Boys Podcast. Talk Boy is one word. And give us a follow. We got some good content, and we're getting a little better. And we're going to announce a giveaway this week, and we're going to announce the tattoo giveaway, and we've got a lot of exciting stuff coming up.
So you got to stay up to date, man.
If you're not staying up to date, what are you doing? Come on, it's 2022. You can literally know anything.
You can do it.
What are we drinking today, Josh?
Oh, my goodness. This is probably the thickest.
Thick.
This is some special Talk Boys cold brew that Holden Pace made.
I have been recently going down a little rabbit hole where I kind of get into something. So how this started was my wife and I, well, mainly my wife, but also me, was spending a lot of money at Starbucks, and we have a Starbucks on our road. Like,
that's dangerous.
You can almost walk to it. It's very within a mile of our house. And so we were spending like hundreds of dollars a month on coffee from Starbucks.
Jeez.
And honestly, I don't think Starbucks coffee is that great. No, ouch. People are really going to not like me for that.
I know. I agree with you.
I think it tastes a little burnt. So
all of it does.
With that being said, I just want to learn how to make cold brew because I love cold brew. So I went down a rabbit hole, asked some barista friends.
Oh.
And also just, you know, wanted to figure it out, like, what's the best way, and I started making cold brew. Well, as you know, Josh and I are a little bit of caffeine addicts, and so I said, what would a Talk Boys cold brew be? And so this particular cold brew is twice steeped for 48 hours, and it is, like, when you look at the container after I strain it, it is just dark as night.
Just soot from a fireplace.
But it still tastes good.
It is so good.
I would say not everybody needs to drink our like heavy, heavy cold brew. Here's a question, and we're going to ask you, and you need to let us know on Instagram or in person. If we made a Talk Boys cold brew, would you, in very small batches, I'm talking about like limited release, would you drink it?
With some cool Talk Boy labels on it?
Talk Boys.
You Talk Boys?
So I also have a little surprise for us.
Uh-oh.
So in addition to this crazy cold brew, I wanted to like let you try an energy drink that I sometimes drink. So,
oh, God.
This is called Carabao.
What the heck is that?
So it's a Thai. This is actually just my creamer. I don't know if I have creamer in my bag.
Dude, you got a Mary Poppins backpack right there, just pulling stuff out.
So,
oh my,
this is called Carabao. I think it's Carabao. There's two energy drinks that are from Thailand that I really like. One is called M150,
jeez,
and the other is called Carabao. And I get these at this little Thai restaurant store that I sometimes frequent. So you're a big Thai food fan, right?
Yeah, I love it.
So I'm going to, I don't know how to get this to you. We're wired in.
I can get up.
So I did not tell Josh that I was giving him this, but at this Thai restaurant that I go to, I get these little energy drinks, and they didn't have M150, but they did have Carabao. So I wanted you to try this energy drink, Josh.
Oh, God, right now.
These little things pack a punch, but all natural ingredients.
I just feel like they don't put all the ingredients on there, and that's okay.
On an energy drink from Thailand?
Probably not, right?
All right, give it a little taste test. This looks like a medicine bottle.
It doesn't even say how much caffeine. It just says caffeine. Well, yeah, and it's not in a, for those of you not watching, which is nobody is, it's not in a can. It's in a bottle, but the bottle's probably the size of what?
I don't know. It looks ridiculously small, man. Like, which, to be fair, I have.
You have a catcher's mitt for a hand.
But, like, this bottle. Here, open it in the mic. Open it in the mic.
I can't. I have. Okay.
You just see your face like you literally like small, you made like a lifting face.
A small, yeah, as I open a small bottle. Cheers.
Doesn't it look like a medicine bottle?
Yeah, it does.
So you're gonna get notes of Red Bull.
Yeah, very much.
It's not as carbonated.
Okay. Cheers.
Pretty good though, huh?
I am not mad at this.
Dude, is it not amazing?
Wow, they're the official partners of Chelsea.
Dude, you know Chelsea. You know Chelsea. You know what if it's just some girl named Chelsea?
Hey guys.
Okay, I love Carabao.
This is
why did we immediately do
this? This is my drink.
Chel, stop.
That one's really good.
Yeah.
Now, how two of these are going to pair into my body while I'm consuming both at the same time?
I literally told Josh, don't get an energy drink. I have two things for you.
Hey, thanks, man. I like a good surprise.
I brought you very strong cold brew, and I brought you Carabao energy drink, or Carabao.
I love it.
Yeah, a little tie. It even has a little tie writing on the...
Yeah, on the actual bottle. This, I'll be frank with you.
Yeah.
It looks like I'm just chugging some, like...
It looks like you're chugging cough syrup.
1990s cough syrup that I bought at Eckerd's.
What if I... Dude, Eckerd's. What happened to Eckerd's?
I don't know. But that's where I would get this stuff. Or my parents would anyways.
What if I just did that to you? I just like gave you Ipecac syrup. It was the stuff that makes you vomit. And you just thought... I like put a label
on
it.
Don't hit stop recording. Just keep recording. Keep recording.
That would be fun. I wouldn't do that to you, though. Yeah, but I get these when I'm getting Thai food, and the guy even knows that I'm like...
Like that's your drink.
Well, when I'm in there, he'll like, you know, I get my little... I love Thai soups, and so typically I go in there and I get a soup or a curry dish, or like just basic Thai fried rice is good, too.
So good.
But, you know, I go in there, and he like basically points at the cooler. He's like... He knows what's up.
I got you, dog. Well, over Christmas break or over, do you call it New Year's break? Christmas break, right? Like that's Christmas a break, universal yeah. thing. Some life updates. What did you do? Like, did you see family? Did you do any wild adventures? What did you do on Christmas break?
Why don't you go first? I got to think about it.
Yeah, there's a lot. There's a lot that happened, right?
I was sick again, so it's hard to... Dude.
I felt like everyone got sick. It could have been COVID. It could have been the cold. It was the flu, strep throat. Mm-hmm. Everyone got sick. But I didn't. I just kind of like stayed like, I wouldn't say back 100%. But I went back to the crazy state of Florida, which I didn't. Ooh. I never thought it was crazy living there all my life. Until I go back and people are like, dude, you're from Florida? And I'm like, yeah, that's okay.
Florida.
You got alligators over there?
Yep. No, we got alligators here. But yeah, you're known like Florida.
Bro, they're everywhere. So yeah, go back to Florida, visit my family, which I miss dearly. My two brothers, their families, their wives, and my mom and dad. And for Christmas this year, my parents got us, just blessed us over the top and got us Disney World tickets. So in Florida, like, it's all the worlds. So it's Disney World. You got Epcot, which is like the Disney United Nations. It's kind of weird, but I like it.
I've never been to Disney World, so you're going to have to explain this.
Oh, okay, okay. So Epcot is, it's got like the weird, like, lit up like golf ball looking thing when you walk in. It's huge.
I can picture that.
Yeah. Like, you'd seen the image, right? And so there's a little lake in the middle, a pond, whatever. And around it is all these little buildings that signify these countries. So you have like China, Japan, Russia, France, Italy, and you can go into the towns. And everything looks just like if you're in that country.
Okay.
And you can buy, like, they have stuff imported from that country that you could buy there. And they have hot food there.
Is the food, like, balling?
You could just go there for the food.
They have Thai food?
They have Thai. I'm sorry. It just happens sometimes. the food was unreal. So that's, and Frozen World is there. It's in Norway. And so when you walk in Norway and like that country, that world in Epcot, there's like the Frozen ride, which I have a little girl. We have to go to the Frozen ride. What kind of a dad would I be?
If we don't, dude,
this line. We wait there for about an hour.
Yeah.
Then the ride closes down. So then we got to get out of line. Got to do something else. And my daughter doesn't understand why we can't see Anna and Elsa, which are the two main girls in that movie.
Yeah, I've seen Frozen.
Okay, all right. And just, you know, for those of you that don't watch it and don't have kids, that's who those people are. Why can't we see them? Why? And I'm like, okay, maybe we get an icy fixes everything, right?
And you're in Norway.
And I'm in Norway. I don't know how Norway people talk to you. I was going to imitate it, but I don't know how they.
I don't either.
Okay, cool.
I couldn't tell you. I know how Danish people talk.
Is that kind of the same? I'm ignorant when it comes to this.
So the only reason I know how Danish people talk was used to be these videos of guitar pedals.
Yeah.
And they were made by a company called TC Electronic. And there's a guy named Tor Morgensen. We're friends on Facebook. He did all these videos. Great dude. But he would always be like, "Hi, I'm Tor Morgensen from TC Electronic. I'm here to tell you about the overdrive pedal."
It's so good.
So that was like, and I'll tell you, anybody that's seen those videos, that is a spot on. I'm not always the best with impressions. That is a spot on impression.
That's amazing.
So yeah, that's probably what they talk like.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, okay.
Just so hop and a skip north.
We go.
Yeah.
So we go there. That's Epcot. Well, we do. I'm going to call it a mistake. We did 3 days in a row.
I've heard you have to, right? Or yeah, you need to.
I don't. My tour advice, theme park advice would be block a week out and space them out, especially if you have little kids. Because going to a park all day, waiting in line, doing the rides, all that stuff with two, because my brother has a daughter. And so two toddlers.
Yeah.
That's not, they're just like, they are champs. They did amazing. But if you have more than two kids, I don't know how you do it.
And also, you're probably exhausted.
I am shot.
By the end of 3 days.
My feet hurt.
I'm tired, boss.
My feet. So Epcot, Animal Kingdom is great. It's basically a Disney zoo.
And so it's a bawling zoo.
It's on a different level, dude. The safari drive there is on, they have Bugs Life. Under the, there's this thing called the Tree of Life. And so in the middle of the park, it's this fake tree that's about hundreds of feet tall. It's massive. It's ridiculous. And in the tree itself, they have carvings of animals all through the tree. So you walk down underneath the tree, and it's A Bug's Life. And there's that cool show, then the Avatar ride.
Was the tree in the tree? Is there the knowledge of good and evil?
Yeah, and they have fruits, and you can eat them.
Do not eat the fruits.
And your clothes turn into leaves.
and then you're cast out of Disney World.
Then you.
And they put an angel to guard the gate. Yeah. You're not getting back in here.
But Angel looks weirdly like Mickey Mouse.
If you are not a Christian, we just talked about Adam and Eve in the garden, the beginning of creation.
Yeah.
And we correlated that to the tree and then Disney World.
And Mickey Mouse. Cool. So we did that. But Avatar World, have you ever seen the movie Avatar?
Yes.
I love it. My wife hates it.
I'm not a fan of it.
Okay. So, but this ride, so you fake like you're a human, you put on this DNA scanner, and it transports you into.
No way.
Bro, it's weird. It's honestly weird. Like, you go in this room, they scan your body, and it goes up on a screen, and you move around, and the thing on the screen moves around, and it puts you into this body, and then you get on this, like, a VR motorcycle. You put on these glasses, the screen comes in front of you. You're riding the dragon. The dragon is breathing, and you can feel it on your legs as you're riding the dragon.
No way.
You hit a wave, the water hits you in the face, like real water. I don't understand how it happened. But it was unbelievable. One of the best rides I've ever been on.
So, like, you feel like you're there.
I rode a freaking dragon as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, I think you did.
I did. That's Animal Kingdom. The next one is Hollywood Studios, which is MGM Studios, which is where the new Star Wars. First of all, I am convinced Star Wars is a cult.
Like the following?
Yes.
Yeah.
I've never seen people act like this before. I've never seen people like
grown men gigging, like freaking out over stormtroopers.
Yeah, and then the Kylo Ren, the new guy, the new bad guy.
Yeah.
He's out there, and even my 4-year-old daughter, who hasn't even seen all the movies, is like, "Dad, I have to see him. I have to meet him." And it was just like, but I saw so many Star Wars tattoos, which I didn't think I would see that many.
Yeah, people love it so much they permanently put it on their body.
Yeah, how dumb it is to get a tattoo, right?
I would never.
I would never do that. But it was, yeah, I was a part of the cult for that day, and it was great. The Star Wars Rise of Resistance ride, I will go on record, that's the best ride I've ever ridden in my entire life.
Really?
I was in Star Wars. That's what it felt like.
Did they give you lightsabers?
No, dang it. No.
Dude, I just, ever since I've watched Star Wars, I've always just wanted a real lightsaber. Did you say, there it is?
Dude, my brother growing up, he said this one quote, and I just, like, he said, "Man, if lightsabers were real, lumberjacking would be a great job to have.
It'd be easy, dude. If they were real.
Just slicing and dicing trees.
Dude, I would have the Darth Maul double-sided one. I'd just be like, bop, 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 getting all the trees.
Just through the forest.
I'd be in there slicing up wood like deli meat. How thin do you want? How thin do you want this oak?
Oh, man.
Yeah, dude, I've wanted, you know, we talked about a few episodes ago about how I had a katana as a kid.
Oh, yeah. It's because you wanted a real lightsaber.
I wanted a sword, but I wanted a lightsaber more than any of them.
It's the pinnacle sword, for sure.
As a child, I remember thinking, how do I get one? Because I didn't know that they weren't possible. But, man, can we figure that out? Like, we have the most advanced military in the world.
Let's just build one lightsaber.
Can we not put at least, I don't know, a few of those trillions of dollars to use and actually build ourselves a lightsaber? That's all I'm saying.
The first guy automatically cuts off his arm.
No, on accident, sure.
Yeah, and that's okay. I'm willing to make that sacrifice for that person.
For them.
I'm not going to do it.
Be a cool story though, right?
It would.
And it cauterizes the wound, I'm sure.
Oh, so it wouldn't be that big of a deal.
Just seals it right up. Oh, no, I don't have an arm.
Oh, no. So.
Down one unit.
Oh, man.
Oh, dang, I'm down one unit. Oh,
son of a gun.
It ain't even 8 a.m.
But you have to keep the lightsaber. That's the gift for that. That's the trade-off.
You only need the other arm. And now you can't cut off your arm if you're holding, hopefully if you're holding
it. That's true. You would be the best Jedi. That happened to Luke Skywalker. That's right. and he's the best. Okay.
Yeah. Ever heard of
him? Yeah, ever heard of him, you big dumb idiot.
So you had a little Disney experience?
Yeah, man. And then Magic Kingdom, that's the main one. That's the castle.
Witchcraft?
That's the dude. And so naturally, the conspiracy theorist and
theorist
in me looks up every YouTube video of all sketchy Disney conspiracies.
There's a lot of them.
And boy, is there a lot of them. There's ones about the parks that are sketchy. There's ones about the movies, like the secret messages. Just watch them all. They're amazing.
So, why would you not sneak something into a movie?
We're going to
make this another conspiracy theories episode.
The Disney one? That would be a good one. How many conspiracy theories that Disney alone has?
Walter Disney is brainwashing us.
Is he frozen?
He's alive with Elvis.
So many people think he's actually frozen. And I watched an hour documentary on why people think.
And that's what the movie was about.
Oh, he's actually Elsa. Dang it, I did it. Anyways, so Disney.
Walt Disney is Elsa.
Disney, yep. Sorry to unpack that one for you, but Disney's a lot, but it was awesome. I love my family. Different family dynamics is always interesting to come upon, but it was great. We got along, no fights, all friends, and we're back in town.
Yeah. Well,
what did you do?
So I drove up Christmas Eve to Western North Carolina and had a nice Christmas Eve with the family. Honestly, a restful Christmas day. Because we talked about this in our Christmas episode, that I've just made a goal or a goal not to go everywhere on Christmas because it just stresses me out. So I went and saw my mom and I stayed with my mom and then I went and saw my dad. And
nice.
They conveniently live very close to each other.
Really?
Like, my parents are divorced, but they live on the same road, like, a quarter mile apart.
Interesting.
So it's like, we're going to go to dad's, and you just get in your car, and you put it in drive, and you're there in, like, 14 seconds. Which it works.
Sure.
Especially for my younger brother. But, so I saw them, and then we just kind of decided we wanted to go to Tennessee for a few days because I like going, you know, just way up in the hills, but I like to go somewhere off the beaten path. We didn't necessarily do that. We went to a little place called Gatlinburg.
Yep. Love it.
Have you been there?
I have.
So it is we live in Myrtle Beach, Josh and I, and we call Gatlinburg down here. We call it Myrtle on the Mountain. Because it's
copy and paste, dude.
Yeah, and Dollywood is Disney World banjos.
It really is.
I went to Redneck. No, we didn't go to Dollywood. So we went there, and I figured out something. It further proved that it's Myrtle on the Mountain, because the whole time I'm there, I'm like, you guys come to where I live in the summer, so this is where you go in the winter.
Oh, yeah.
The same people that vacation in Myrtle Beach in the summertime also vacation in Pigeon Forge, Gatlinburg.
They just want in the same winter. Thing. Different, little bit different scenery. Yeah.
So we should just call that like our Myrtle Beach has a Gatlinburg campus.
Right by the aquarium.
I mean, like, you look, it's got a Ripley's, as a bunch, every Ripley's.
Same restaurant.
All the restaurants are the same. Yeah. So, went there, and I got sick. We left Sunday, Tuesday morning, I woke up sick. But I can kind of manage. I just take a bunch of Advil. And so, we drove home, and I always like to take this highway I used to ride my motorcycle on called 441. And it goes from, like, Gatlinburg to Cherokee, North Carolina, which is an Indian reservation.
Okay.
On the way there, typically, I know some spots where there's elk. And so we were able to go see.
You saw some?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Dude.
Elk bedding down in a field. They were all cow elk. They were all females. I was hoping to see a bull elk, which I didn't mind it as much because we were in a like a SUV. But one time I was riding my motorcycle through there, and there was a bull elk standing on 441.
What do you do? You can't just scoot right around him.
I like started going slow, and then like as I eased up, he like started walking a little more. And I was like, okay, well maybe he's going away. But I'd fully planned to like rip the throttle if he like faced me. So I'm like, I'm gonna get real close, and then I'm just gonna gun it.
Yep.
And that was the plan, which luckily he didn't mess with me. But like, I think I got
terrifying.
I could have got past him.
Yeah.
But it was a little scary. But we rode 441 into Cherokee on the Indian Reservation, which is kind of it's kind of cool to see. There's a casino there, and like a lot of the signs, like government signs and everything in Cherokee, because they have their own police force. Everything are in like actual Cherokee, like it'll say in English as well. So it's kind of cool to ride through there. And then stopped for lunch, came home, and then what was it? My stepdad worked on my car and got a few things fixed. We got her fixed up. And then, what was it, Wednesday morning? Yeah, Wednesday morning I drove home. I was super sick Wednesday morning. I almost fell asleep on my way home because I was so sick.
Was it during the day or night?
I drove during the day. Like, I left.
That's when you know you're sick.
I left Wednesday.
You fall asleep during the day.
I left Wednesday at, like, lunchtime, and I was driving. So, where I live is about 4.5 hours, or where my mom lives. Where I used to live is about 5 hours. But it's about 4.5 hours from here. And so, I got home, and I was just beat. So tired. And it's kind of weird, because, you know, at the beginning of December, you and I were both sick.
So bad, dude.
And so, I'm just, dude, those rumble strips work.
Oh, yeah. When you're driving? Oh, yeah. Wake you up real quick.
I got home, but I otherwise had a great Christmas. I'm still recovering. As you can hear, I'm coughing a lot. I don't know why I've been so sick in December, but because I never get sick. And boy, did I. So I don't know if it's just colds or the COVID or, well, I took a test. It was negative.
I don't know what it is, dude.
Everything is COVID now. Like,
sure, why not though?
If you have anything, like if you wake up and your foot itches, it's like, yeah, dude, that's COVID, bro.
Yeah, that's a symptom, man.
That's the Omicron.
My fingernails are growing faster than normal. Oh, you probably got it.
You got it, dude. Thing when I had COVID, dude, it looked like I had bugles.
Ew.
Dude, if you've never taken a bugle, which is like, if you've never had them, they're like a chip, I guess.
It's like a weird cone chip.
If you've never had a bugle, go get them. The nacho cheese ones are really good.
Yes,
but
they are.
If you eat a bugle and you don't put them like on your fingers, like
and act like you're a mutant from X-Men.
I always pretend like I was a witch.
Ooh, hello.
I'll get you, my pretty.
You just eat one at a time.
Yeah. These are the crunchiest nails I've ever had.
Ew.
Yeah, it was good. We had a great time, and I listened to a lot of good music on the way there and on the way back. Listened to some good podcasts.
Sure, yeah.
I don't listen to our podcast a lot.
No, I don't either.
It's because we heard it already.
Already heard it. Already listened to it.
So
already lived
I'll
it.
Listen to it for quality, making sure, you know, when I'm editing it that it works, but I've had someone ask me that. Do you listen to your podcast? I'm like, I am right now. Like when
when we press record, we do.
Literally, what I'm saying right now, I'm already listening to the podcast. But no, I don't really like. I make sure it sounds good for the listeners. But we have the best listeners.
We do, man. The talk people, man.
I still get so surprised at just how supportive our listeners are.
They're the best.
Yeah.
I mean, just the best. And they share it every time we post something, new episodes out. So we really appreciate it.
We love you. So we'll go to our next segment. Urban Dictionary Word of the Day, Josh. What is it?
The word of the day is voluntel. So here's what this means. Voluntel is when you volunteer someone else to do something and then just tell them to do it. Here it is in a sentence. I'll just volunteer Jim to give that speech tomorrow. on a stupid word.
If you've never done that, you probably aren't leading people.
You're a bad leader.
Yeah.
Or you're a bad leader if you do this a lot.
If you do it too much.
Yeah.
Yeah. The like, have, okay, Josh, real moment.
Okay.
Have you ever volunteered? So I always say I will never have someone volunteer to do something that I wouldn't do myself.
Yeah.
However, there's probably been occasions. Have you ever volunteered somebody to do something simply because you did not want to do it?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I would say so, too.
I wouldn't say recently.
No, but I have in the past.
Yeah, especially when I'm just new into, like, building a team or doing something new, and you're like, I remember when I had to do that. That freaking sucked. I don't want to do that again. But you
have done it.
Yeah. I have, yes. Do I do it frequently? I honestly don't think so.
Like, whether I want to do it or not, would I? Sure.
Yeah.
And that's why I say, like, I would never ask a volunteer to do something I haven't already done or yep. I wouldn't do.
Like, stacking chairs, that freaking sucks.
Yeah.
I've had, dude, we
still stack so many chairs.
Yes.
Yeah. You just got voluntold.
Yeah.
So we just got voluntold. So today's topic, Josh, what's this topic about?
It's about the new year, but so much more than just a new year. It's really this mindset of new year, new me, New Year's resolutions, and what you guys think about it, but also what we, our experiences with it, what we think about it. So we asked you guys a series of a couple questions, but I want to ask you, Holden, like, do you make New Year's resolutions, and what are your honest thoughts on them?
Okay, so I do make, like, not necessarily New Year's resolutions, but resolutions in general.
Okay.
I think they typically land at different times of the year. So, like, you know, seasons for me, I guess, would be when I... So... A New Year's resolution for me implies that you're only making, like, some people would imply that you're only making resolutions to improve once a year. And I just don't find that to be true for me.
Right.
But maybe some people do, and that's okay. I just think that's why there's like, I think there's a stigma with the word New Year's resolution, because I think there's too much to implicate with that. I think you should make resolutions throughout the year. Man, I have to readjust, like, a lot.
All the time.
Throughout the year.
Yeah.
And I think it comes with seasons. Like, you know, I'll come out of a really busy season, and I'll go, okay, well, what do I got to do the next season to be better, you know? And then it just becomes every season's a busy season.
Very fast.
The biggest lie I've told myself in the past is things will slow down here or
after said month.
After this, it'll
no, dude,
it never does. Never. Stop telling yourself that. It's not going to slow down. You're going to get old and die.
A slow, sad death.
What about you? Sorry, I'm a realist, and
yeah.
But I'm not a realist to the point that I'm a pessimist. I'm very optimistic about things, because some realists are just pessimists. Like,
yeah, they're just Debbie Downers.
But I have accepted that things aren't going to slow down, and that I'm getting older, and, you know, I'm not old. I'm just, everyone is getting older.
Everyone. You know what's sad about that statement? My daughter, she's 4. She goes, Dad, I don't want to be older. I was like, okay. Well, what about Grandpa? And I said, okay, what about Grandpa? He goes, is he old? Oh, yeah, he's pretty old.
Pretty old guy.
He's in his 80s. Is he going to die soon? And I'm like, oh my gosh.
You're thinking about
how it. How do I explain that to a 4-year-old?
You're like, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you're probably not going to see him very much longer.
You did get to see him, though.
Yeah. And he's just like, and then she gets like sad, and she's like, well, I don't want to go get older. He's like, are we all going to die? And I'm like, oh my gosh. Imagine like a theology talk about.
Yeah, which ends with you just reading Revelation to her.
Yeah, hold on. Chapter 1. Yeah.
End times eschatology.
It's just, it's sad, but it's like, it is good to be like a realist about these things.
I think that tough life scenarios typically can make you more realistic. And the reason I say that is older people that I've been around, they tend to have just an interesting perspective, but they're very honest. Like most older people I find are just very honest and real.
Right.
And I think it's just because they've seen so much. So like, I'm not there, but as I'm getting older, I find that I'm just more realistic about my approach to things, not in a negative way.
Right, right, right.
Like, hey, I'm excited to be a grandpa one day. You know, I'm excited. Like, there's different stages of life, and if you're so busy worried about slowing it down, you're just going to miss out. And so that, we went down a rabbit hole there, but that's why with resolutions, for me, I'm always trying to adjust and, you know, enjoy the season that I'm in. And I use the word season, which is like a Christian word, I feel like. I'm just in a season right
now. Just in a season. He'll bring me into a different one.
I'm in a season of intentional singleness. Which, if you are, stick to it.
Yep.
It's You're doing
not,
great.
It's not easy.
Yeah. So, your thoughts.
I don't know if I would call them New Year's resolutions because I feel like I have a bunch of good friends that I'm surrounded with that will tell me about myself if I'm like lacking or slacking in a certain area of my life. And I just fix it right there or do my best to like, hey, I need your help right now. I'm not going to wait till the end of the new year.
And side note, if someone speaks truth into your life and you constantly disregard it, you're never going to get better.
Yeah.
I used to have a really hard time with that. And I still, no one likes it in the moment.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But some of the best moments I've ever had in life were when somebody goes, hey, man, do you know that you do this? I'm like, no. Oh, this sucks. You know, like,
yeah.
And then I immediately do the sulking, like, I'm terrible, I'm the worst. But it's so good for you.
It is really good. You need those people. I have to have those people.
Yep.
Yeah. So, but I do think there is some importance to making a New Year's resolution in the fact that at the end of the year, what did you miss? What did you not hit? And then just implement those things again. Almost like a re-up, right? But I don't like the fact that you have to make New Year's resolutions or you feel rushed to do it because a lot of people just, they feel the pressure, so they don't think about it, take time to like write it down, ask other people, and they just pick a couple people that have cool Instagrams. Well, they're doing it. I'll just do it. And then, what is it? Takes a couple months, if that, and you don't do it anymore.
So, yeah, that's... Why don't we do this? I think that we should go over our results, our data.
Yeah, let's do it.
And then we'll talk a little bit more because I want to dive into this just a little bit more. So we did a poll on Instagram. Josh actually posted it up and asked some questions in regards to New Year's resolutions. Can I tell you, I was actually surprised by the first poll.
Yeah, me too. I thought it was going to be the other way around.
I thought most people made them. I have a theory behind that. But so the first question we ask is, do you make New Year's resolutions and honest thoughts on them? What was the polled answer there, Josh?
So 33% of people said that they do make New Year's resolutions, and 67% said that they do not make New Year's resolutions, which was shocking to me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
Or they're in denial.
Yeah.
Whatever the two.
I would say I thought it would have been flip-flopped. I think I would have thought it said, we just got Google Calendar reminders.
Yeah, we got stuff to do. I get it.
Yeah, it's 9:50 a.m. We decided to record in the morning, and I just realized I have somewhere to be at 10.
Great. Jeez.
So we got 10 minutes of recording. No, I'm just kidding. We'll come back to it.
So 11 people voted yes, 22 people voted no.
Which participate more, people?
My buddy Dalton said yes.
He said yes.
He said yes. That boy is a dedicated son of a gun, too. So there are those people that are like, that's good for them because they can make a resolution and they're just buckled down. And they.
I think that it's.
I'm not that person. I have to make it along the journey. You know what I mean?
I think I've gotten better at being very disciplined.
Yeah.
I used to be terrible at being disciplined. And I'm not saying I'm just even kill all the way across the board, but there are some aspects of my life that I am extremely disciplined in. And that's where like I get irritated at New Year's resolutions, but I got surprised. I thought that most people made New Year's resolutions. I have theories behind that. For one, I think that most people that said no are not being honest with themselves.
Sure. Okay.
And I'm not trying to throw shade at you, but I know some of you that said no, and I know for a fact that you've made resolutions.
They just didn't label it as New Year's resolution. Yeah,
Oh, I started in December.
Stop it.
Stop it.
Right now.
Another thing is, don't make fun of people for making New Year's resolutions. If you look at, like, typically, if you're like us, you got a few days off at the end of the year where you're able to reflect on your year before the New Year's happening. You're seeing the clock strike 12 on, you know, January 1. You have a moment to think about some things. And if you thought back on your previous year and you didn't think, oh, I could probably do that better, or I'm going to do this year, then you are lying to yourself because you didn't get everything perfect.
Right. No one did. Well, maybe David Goggins.
Yeah, he's close.
If anyone did, it's him.
Jocko Willink.
Those two guys.
But I'm just saying, like, if you're going, oh, well, don't wait till January. So you're telling me you didn't reflect at all and think in that moment or in those last few days of the month that you could have done something better.
Yeah.
I'm not buying it.
It's a little sus.
Now, whether you wrote it down and said, these are my New Year's resolutions, or you go, hey, I'm going to do this better next year. Because if you don't, that implies that you got your whole year perfect and no one has. And you've also given yourself a growth ceiling if you do that. You're not going to get any better that next year.
That's true.
So, I would say I personally think that most people make New Year's resolutions. Like me, I didn't make this long list like I used to, but there's a few things that I'm wanting to do a little better this year, consistently. But what New Year's resolutions did you make was the next question that we ask. What New Year's resolutions did you make? What did they answer, Josh?
There was one of them wants to be an astronaut. Stay motivated. I think that's a good one, right?
Yeah, stay hungry.
Stay hungry. Eat everything.
We devour.
Golly.
Is that the Rock song?
That is, man.
He does a lot of things well.
Sure.
Stay in your lane.
That's not.
And I'm not being mean. Like talk about a disciplined individual.
He's the best, man. He's the best one to follow.
He was great in Moana. Like he does.
I love it.
I was thinking, is there one thing he can't do well? Rapping.
That's it.
Which finally we found one thing.
Yeah, that's
that
good.
He's not awesome at. But yeah.
Simplifying, increasing mind, body, and soul. I think that's very subjective, whatever that person wants to do. And read every day. That's a good one.
That
might be my favorite one, is read every day, because it is a struggle for me to do that.
Yeah.
To read anything. I'm not a natural, like, oh, I'm going to go read. Like, that's just not me.
Yeah.
I don't know. Are you a natural reader?
Okay, so I am what I call a reading stuffer. So what I do is I do read. I don't read like, I wouldn't say I read. I don't have a consistency with reading just randomly. I would say like other than reading the Bible, like I don't have like, I'm going to read 30 minutes every day.
Right, right.
But I'm the guy that like if I get a few hours, I will read like a whole book. And
really?
So the week before Christmas, my wife actually left early to go back home because she had a few extra days and I encouraged her go because she had to come home like early and I was able to stay longer.
Okay.
And so I was like, yeah, go spend time with your family. You're not going to get this time if you wait for me. You're only going to get 2 days there if you wait for me to go up. So she did. Well, I had those evenings just to myself to chill.
Incredible.
Dude,
right?
I read 2 books in 3 days.
That's amazing.
But the problem is I don't read. I've tried to get better, and I have a friend that challenged me to do this, where I read because I actually just love reading.
Ah.
Like I'm not there. And what they challenged me to do was to read fiction, because I personally think if I'm not learning something from reading,
it's a waste of time.
It's a waste of my time.
Dude, I'm the same way.
And I have a friend who reads a book every week.
What?
And how? Still does. Still does. He's a former pastor of mine, And he reads 52 books every year.
God bless that man.
Sometimes he rereads, like once he reads, but most of the time he's reading new books. And not every one of those books is a informational study.
Could just be a Harry Potter book.
Harold Potter.
Harry
P. Don't like that.
I don't like that rendition of his name, but yes.
But, yeah, so he challenged me to read fiction because he said it'll make you interested in reading more. And so I'm thinking about ordering the Lord of the Rings books and just reading them because I read the books. I read those and The Hobbit and really enjoyed them. And, but I just, yeah, now I'm kind of like, if I'm not learning something from it, what's the point? So if you read, if you made a resolution to read, I commend that.
Me
I think
too.
That it's great. And I think you should stick to it. But come up with something consistent that you can stick with.
Yeah, that's great. So, yeah, that's a couple of New Year's resolutions that people put in. I'm going to take some of them because I feel like they were good. We asked you guys, what is your opinion on New Year's resolutions? And whether you make them or not, they're kind of all over the place, but we had some pretty good ones. This one I agree with. A fresh calendar reset is sometimes what people need, and I get it. Calendar reset is good. A goal reset, I don't know if I believe in a full goal reset. I think you need to assess them as you go, like as you're trying to achieve them. But I do agree, fresh calendar reset, maybe you need to change your schedule a little bit. Maybe you need to do things that you said you were going to do and you didn't. Or maybe you just need to stop doing some things that you've been doing last year.
Yeah.
So I agree, that's an opinion. Can't regulate setting goals for yourself to one time a year. I couldn't agree more. I think goal setting is important, but realistic ones.
Yeah.
Dude, yeah. I want to make a goal of like, I'm going to be 145 pounds.
What do you weigh right now?
Too much.
I don't know why I just asked that.
It's okay. I'll be honest with you. It's accountability, right? I weigh 176.
That's so light.
That is the heaviest I've ever weighed in my life.
Which is so crazy because if I weighed 176... I would look. I would just be. I'd just be hands and feet.
That's if I cut off your hands and feet. That's how much they would weigh.
Well, like me at 176, I'm a beanpole.
Yeah, it would be unhealthy. I would
say. Do you
say.
Like my ideal body weight on like a chart is still like 210.
God. Yeah.
And I'm trying to get to like 240.
There you go. You could do that.
Yeah, people have like different opinions on resolutions.
Yep.
And so I think, yeah, I have a rule of thumb when it comes to making goals and resolutions. And it is because, like I spoke about earlier, I would consider myself to be a disciplined person in some fields now. I feel like everybody's disciplined in certain categories. I typically find very few people that are undisciplined in everything. People are, and you need to get better. Like, you need to do better.
Yeah,
but,
yeah, for sure.
You know, for me, exercise and diet has been something for a few years I've been able to be mostly consistent with.
That's what I need your help on.
And what's so funny about it is, like, you know, I'm still, you know, a large dude, but... Again, like we joke about it, I used to be a lot bigger. I've lost 130 pounds. And actually, I lost November, December. I know that I said a few episodes ago that I made a goal to be at goal weight by May of next year. And so I lost 17 pounds in November, December.
Holy crap, dude.
And which I just like absolutely went ham on my diet. But with that being said, what I've found is most of the time when I crash and fall on my face, because y'all, ladies and gentlemen, I was the absolute king of making New Year's resolutions and never following through with them.
Really?
So when I tell you that I would every year, I'm going to lose weight. I'm going to get better. I'm going to get better this year than I was last year. Every time I did that, I didn't stick to it. And I had to learn, okay, well, what in me is, you know, sucking? Like, why can't I get this done? You know, why can't I lose the weight I want to lose? Or why can't I read as much as I want to read? And so were you taking something for Facebook or Instagram? Oh, just to send it.
Yep.
Here, we'll do a better one. Just don't tell me when you're taking a video. That way I can just, I'm going to start that monologue over.
Yep.
So the reason I think I'm so passionate about New Year's resolutions is I was like, at one point in time, I was like the worst at New Year's resolutions. Like I would make one every year and I never stuck with it. And I think a lot of it was because I wanted to go intense, like with every goal that I made, it had to be intense. And I didn't really set myself up for success long-term or consistency. So I have a rule of thumb when it comes to making goals that I say it a lot now. People that are around me probably hear me say it and they're sick of hearing it, is consistency is greater than intensity. I haven't always got this right, but consistency is greater than intensity. You are not going to be jacked in January. You are not going to be at your goal weight in January. You're not going to be in your goal weight in February.
I want to be so jacked.
Dude, do you know when I started losing weight? 2018.
Oh, geez.
It's been 3 years.
So it's
the end of 2018.
It really is a consistency thing.
The end of 2018. I have actually, it's taken me 3 years to lose the weight correctly. Because if you want to, you can lose all the weight you want quick, but you're not going to keep it off. Yo-yo principle. It's a real thing. So, yo-yo ma.
I don't know why I said that. That's it right there.
But so I think the reason people have sour opinions on New Year's resolutions, including myself, is because most people don't stick with them.
Yeah. Yeah. Someone wrote in, people make them to join the hype, but 95% don't follow through.
Yeah.
I agree with that.
And the reason I speak so strongly about consistency being greater than intensity, because I was that guy every year that got the gym membership or I decided that I was going to read more. I decided I was going to do this. And what did I do? I got the gym membership. I bought all the supplements. I worked out, you know, three times a day. And then when I didn't get the results I wanted quickly, then I failed at it. And then all I did was just pay a fat tax the rest of the year, which is when you have a gym membership that you don't use.
Dude,
if you're paying for a gym membership that you don't use, that's what we call a fat tax. You're basically just
you're just paying for it.
You're paying to be fat, and it's okay. Like,
dude, my wife got so mad at me 1 year. It was right before we had our daughter. I had a year membership to a gym.
Did you sign a contract for a year?
I think so. I think I did. No, I don't know. I had it for a year. I went four times, and she said, "Josh, go up there, you lazy, whatever, and cancel the stupid membership."
You didn't do it.
I didn't do it. I was so lazy. I didn't even cancel my gym membership.
I think the whole thing is like you just accept that you're going to pay that because you're like, and they know you haven't been there.
Yeah, I want them to check my records. It's hard to go to a gym that serves pizza.
You went to Planet Fitness.
I didn't. I went to Planet Fitness. Oh, yeah, I did. I did.
Hey,
dude, they have a bowl of candy. How am I not going to say no? Like,
it's, dude,
a mini Tootsie Roll Pop? Yeah, I'm going to get two.
It's counterproductive, but it's genius.
It is genius.
Hey, you can hate them all you want, but all I'm saying is if you're, you know, if you're chilling on a Thursday night, would you rather be somewhere that has no pizza or a place that has the presence of pizza?
Give me that fat Papa John's.
Give me the Papa John's. But yeah, it's so, and the reason I speak so much on this is because, dude, I was the guy that got the gym membership, that bought the supplements, that did all that stuff and never stuck with it. And when I finally made the decision that this was going to be forever, that I was going to do this forever.
Yeah, dude, that's, I'm that guy where you just described.
I had to get there, but I had to arrive there in my mind. And you know what it took? I have a friend. It's my buddy Luke. He listens to our podcast.
Go, Luke.
My best, one of my best friends in the whole world. And we were roommates for a while, and Luke lost like 100 pounds.
Jeez.
And I remember, and he like was smaller than my starting weight.
Yeah.
But I remember I really wanted to get like more discipline. And so I started talking to him because he had done such a good job. And he said, when you realize that the decisions that you're making, that the goals that you're making are 100% mental, he's like, the physical aspect of it, like working out or all this other stuff, sure, there's a little portion of it. Sure, you know, it might be 5%, but it's all mental that you're just going to do this every day. Mm. And that there's no end date to this goal. Like, if you say in 2022, I'm going to read more, like, you, okay, you need to read Atomic Habits.
Yeah,
if that's, you haven't
a,
read that
that's
book,
a great book.
Is it James Clear?
I'm not sure, but
I haven't read that
book
in a while. But he says it this way. The goal is not to run a marathon. The goal is to become a runner.
Ah.
And, or the goal is not to read a lot of books. The goal is to become a reader. And so what I, the reason I say that is like for me, the goal is not to lose weight and be skinny. The goal is to be healthy. And I want to be a healthy person. Like, I don't want to be the, you know, the grandpa that can't walk around because I'm just sitting in my chair,
yeah,
you know? And
yeah,
so that was a realization that I had to get to, you know, hey, I want to be healthier. And so when my friend Luke told me, hey, you need to, it's mental, you have to make that decision. That was when I go, okay, well, I'm going to create consistent. So instead of doing the whole gym membership, when I started losing weight, I told myself that I was not going to get a gym membership to start.
Hmm.
So I actually, all I did, month one, I drank nothing but water. I ate the same, everything. I lost like 20 pounds.
Jeez.
Month two, I'm not going to go crazy in a diet, eating clean, all this other stuff. I'm going to track my calories in a deficit, meaning eating less calories than your body burns. It's simple math. And so that was like month two. Month three, I'm going to continue doing all the things that I did month one and two, but now I'm going to start walking around my apartment complex. And so my apartment complex was in Asheville, North Carolina, where me and my wife lived. And I would actually walk, and it was a 1 mile loop. Now, I'll tell you, Josh, this 1 mile loop is in the mountains. And so it is, there's, it's very hilly, like very steep hills. And I remember I was so out of shape that just walking that loop, like not that it did me in, but I remember like being out of breath walking up those hills and stuff. And like, it kind of was alarming because I've always been a very active person, but you know, I went through depression and that's when I gained the weight. And so I had arrived at this point where I was like, okay, enough is enough. I've got to get better.
Yeah.
And so I started walking, and I lived on the fourth floor. I said, I'm never taking the elevator in my apartment. I would
walk stairs,
and I would do two steps at a time. I would literally, because I wanted my legs to be stronger.
Yeah.
And so I started doing that. And then I go, one day I go, okay, I think it was like 3 or 4 months in. All right, I'm going to start lifting. Like, I want to start working out again. And I'm going to have a real moment with you all. I went to the gym, and the first time, I think it was like the end of 2018. And I was working out at my apartment gym a little bit, but it was more so just using the cardio equipment.
Yeah.
And so I go to the actual gym, and I think, you know, I'm a pretty big dude. Like, I haven't lifted in a while, but I should be fine. And I remember I went in there, and, like, I just felt so out of place. Because here I am, like, I'm still, you know, I was still at 400 pounds probably at that point. And I went to lift, and, like, I wasn't really, like, I'd lost so much muscle mass. Like, it was the realization of, oh my gosh, like, I've really allowed myself to get to this point. And I went out to my truck in the parking lot, and I just cried. Like, I remember, because I just felt like it was such a low point, even though, like, things were going great in my life. Like, I was remarried because I went through a divorce, and that was why I went through depression. And,
yeah,
you know, but at this point I'm remarried, and that's when I'm like reevaluating and realizing, like, the past few years that I've just kind of floated and not really, well, I didn't float. I was 400 pounds. I was grounded, brother. But like, I had that realization of, wow, this is like, this is me. Like, this is actually who, like, I am I'm this weight. Like, I'm this out of shape. And I cried for a little bit. And then I remember thinking, okay, well, the weight of not changing outweighs the weight of changing. Or the weight, yeah. Like, basically, if I don't change, there's a heavier weight than me actually doing the work and changing. And so I told myself that day, all these people that gave me judgy looks in the gym when I walked in and they saw the big dude, they won't be here in 2 years and I will. And so I got out of my truck, I went back in, and I have not taken more than 4 days off since then.
Yeah, you go freaking every morning, dude.
I told myself those things because I was so underconfident. And I said, they won't be in here in 2 years and I will. Like, I will be lifting heavier weight than them in 2 years. Like, I remember telling myself that.
Yeah.
And because honestly, when I started back out at the gym, like, I would say, like, I was mediocre strong. Like, I wasn't, like, I should have been, like, strong.
Yeah.
And so I just started, after that, I started going to the gym. And then, you know, I have had seasons where I've nerded out and, you know, done the whole, you know, gym bro stuff. But now I go, I'm consistent. And sometimes I'm there 5 days a week. At a minimum, I'm 3 days a week.
Yeah.
And I have different seasons where I do heavy lift times and I do, like, you know, intense workouts.
You lift
a
crap ton of weight.
I've
worked out with you before.
I would say it's not as impressive if you're me because, like, I feel like I should be able to lift a lot of weight. Like,
yeah, sure.
I'm a large individual.
Yeah.
But, yeah, and a lot of that came from me just being consistent. And so I took y'all down a rabbit hole to let you into, hey, I'm not in this podcast telling you to be consistent with your goals because I've always gotten it right.
Yeah.
It's mostly because I had to reevaluate and readjust and go, hey, this is not okay. Something's not right, and I got to do better. And so am I where I want to be? No, but I've literally aired it out on my podcast. I want to lose 75 pounds by May, and it's been tough. I lost 17 in November, December.
Keep going.
It wasn't a New Year's resolution to do a big cut necessarily, but I just decided last year if I'm going to, you know, go on a big trip, like I'm hoping to go to, me and my wife are hoping to go to Europe in like May or June.
That'd be sweet.
And I don't want to be the big American that they think I am. I'm still going to be a big dude, but you know, and so I say consistency is greater than intensity because if you see the progression of, you know, 130 pounds, and there's probably listeners in here that have lost more weight than me or done better than me.
Yeah.
And so kudos to you. I haven't always gotten it right, even in my process, but what I have done is I've been consistent. And so there's challenges, there's fad diets, there's, you know, if you want to, like, I hear this a lot, like, if you want to read the Bible, we're Christians. We talk about this.
Yep.
And one of the things in our belief system, if you're not a believer, this is why I explain this, is we believe that you should read the Word of God. Like, if you're a Christian, that's something you should actively do. And you would agree to that. Like,
I would agree. Yeah.
Yeah. And so what a lot of people do is they go, okay, I want to read the Bible. And I'm like, heck yeah, read it. And then they feel like, oh, well, I went too hard at the beginning. Now I can't find something that keeps you consistently reading the Word of God.
Mm-hmm.
And somebody might tell you different. No, you need to read the whole thing. It's like, yeah, you should read the whole Bible. Like, do the Bible in a year. And it's not that much reading, honestly.
No, it's really not.
But they have these, like, shred challenges where it's read the whole Bible in 30 days. And hey, if you can do it, do it. But that's 2 hours of reading every day. And so if you make it through the first week and you can't do it, that's because you didn't set yourself up consistently. So find something that you can do consistently and gradually bring it up. Now, if you go, oh, well, I'm going to go in the gym and once a week and I'm going to do cardio for 10 minutes and then I'm going to do curls and I'm going to leave. And that, sure, that might be your consistent start. But if you're not progressing from there.
Yeah, you got to have progression.
So it's consistency is not saying do less. It's starting small and working big. And in music, we call that a crescendo.
Crescendo.
Where you go from low to big. And so but setting yourself up to do this forever. So what I would say, it frustrates me is because I see myself and a lot of the people that make goals for fitness specifically, and then they don't stick to it, because that was me for so long. And I'm just like, man, just stick with it. I promise you.
Yeah, it pays off.
And when, like, right now I'm in a challenge with some friends, and I love it. Like, we actually had to pony up some money to be in the challenge. Uh-oh. Put some skin in the game.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, yeah.
But I always joke and say, I want to make, like, a six-month challenge instead of, like, a 30-day challenge, because I would, like, roast most people. Because,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, I'm just a tortoise in the hair principle. Do with that what you will. But I said a lot, what are your thoughts on, like, what are your frustrations with it? What, you know, what do you love about it? What do you hate about it?
Yeah, no, I think you bring a good point, too, because if it's a goal and you didn't meet it last year, like, do it again. Like, put it, there's nothing wrong with using the same goal if you're, like, if you didn't hit it and you're like, oh, well, I guess I'm just going to pick something else. Like, no.
Yep.
Keep at it. Do it again. I mean, I do that for my job all the time.
Dude,
I didn't hit this. Okay, well, cool. I'm going to do it again, and I'm going to get closer to it. Like, you know, whether it's getting out of debt, whether it's losing weight, whether it's reading books or eating healthy, or, you know, having a more fruitful relationship with whoever, like, keep working at it. And a lot of times you picked a goal because it's something that you feel called to do it by whatever, or you want to do it, or you know,
maybe you need to do it.
You need to do it. Like, keep working at it. Like you said, I wish there were 6 month goals, then I'd be able to do it. Like, we put these settings that culture puts on us. Like, oh, I got to do it in this amount of time. You're like, says who?
We live in an instant society.
Oh my gosh.
You literally can get, like, I can have something that I can't buy at a store at my house in 2 days.
Yeah.
I pay a subscription.
I love and I hate Amazon Prime.
Jeffrey Bezos. Come on, Jeffrey. You can do it. No, but yeah. So, and I think because of that, we have been conditioned, y'all, we have been conditioned to have things instantly. That's why so many of us are in debt, is because
I want it now. This deal is now. I have to strike now.
I have to have this. And, you know, hey, getting out of debt's a great resolution.
Yeah.
Getting out of debt. Hey, like, I know I talked a lot about personal stuff, like weight loss, and that might be your goals, or getting fit. But man, there's so many good goals. Reading, getting out of debt.
Yep.
Having more meaningful relationships. I think I had a friend that wanted to learn something new every week.
That's great.
Why not?
Why not? Yeah. I think depression and anxiety is on the rise because people either they don't make good goals.
Yeah.
Or the goals that they do make are for someone else's, and they don't benefit their life specifically.
Internal dialogue. We're still at the beginning of January. What's a thing or two that you can do? So, we've had a lot of people that get irritated with goals, and I said I don't know if I was doing Foghorn Leghorn or Michael Klump from The Office.
Probably both are great.
Oh, hello, everybody. So if you don't watch The Office, you don't get that reference.
Nope.
So, but the reason I say that is I think it's a great thing to evaluate yourself at the beginning of the year and go, because then you can look back, but you need to have quarterly milestones. So if you have a year goal, wouldn't you say, hey, quarterly, let's reassess this goal.
Yeah. And bring people in to do that. Bring your closest people in.
Accountability. Like I said, I have a challenge right now with some friends, and we have $100 on the line of our own money that we've paid in.
Yeah, that's great.
And if you don't stick to it, and it's not only a fitness challenge, we have reading in there. We have, like, and this challenge I don't think is very difficult, but it's very difficult to stay consistent.
That's it.
And so if you don't stick to it, you lose your $100. Hey, hire a trainer, whatever you want to do.
Yeah.
But have accountability is important. And having people that will call you out. And I said earlier, in the moment, I have never liked being called out in the moment.
No. But, no, because, yeah, you either do one or two things, fight or flight, you know. And it is good to just sit there, listen to it. It definitely helps people that are accountable, like you trust them.
Yeah.
You got to trust them.
Yeah. Now, if I don't know you and I come up to you and I say, hey, you need to do this. No, like,
yeah,
because why would you trust me?
That's a good point.
But if I've developed a relationship with you and I haven't given you bad advice, another thing is, I'll say this. If someone gives you advice or is holding you accountable and you don't listen to them, but you keep coming to them for advice.
Oh, dude, that's.
What's the point? Do you want to be, what's your reasoning behind it? Stop, like, what is it? The definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over again and expecting a different outcome.
That's it.
Stop asking for advice that you know that you're not going to listen to.
Yeah, I mean,
I'm not saying stop asking for advice, but if your predisposition asking for advice is, I'm probably not going to listen to what they say, and you may not know that. But if there's a track record of you not taking advice, stop asking for it.
Yeah, you're wasting someone's time.
Yeah, and you're wasting your own if you're just going to do what you're going to do.
Yeah.
And I've been that person before. Have you?
Yeah. No, I definitely have.
Same.
I think there's a balance, too, of, like, counseling and therapy and, like, talking about things, right?
Sure.
And there is this, like, we're not saying, like, I wouldn't say waste time. Maybe that's not the right word, but it is, like, you have to, whoever you're talking to, if there is a track record, you have to be open for that person to say, hey, man, this is what I've noticed. Every time we say the same thing, you don't listen to me. Is it something you don't trust what I'm saying? Or
do you not feel like I'm giving wise advice? And if so, why do you keep asking me for advice?
Yeah. You have to be open for that person to come at you a little bit in a loving way, just like a therapist or a counselor would.
Yeah, I agree. And so find people that you trust that will hold you accountable to that, because it's just very important. And whatever your goal is, I know there's a lot of stigmas around New Year's resolutions, and people go, oh, well, they don't stick with them. But I think it's a great and commendable thing to make goals and go, hey, you know what I didn't do last year that I want to do this year? Like, whatever. Hey, a great goal, maybe you didn't rest at all. Maybe you just worked and worked and worked and you didn't rest.
Slow things down.
Me and my wife, last weekend, we decided one of the things I love doing is I like going and driving out on the beach. Well, in South Carolina, I don't think there's may not be any places
like drivable beaches.
Yeah, South Carolina likes to charge you to do everything here.
That's the truth.
And they don't just have like I'm just beating up South Carolina. I'm from North Carolina, but my wife and I, we drove up to a place in North Carolina called Southport, and we take a ferry, which is like a boat you drive your car on, and it saves you time.
Yeah.
Out to a place called Fort Fisher, which is like an island that you either have to go all the way up to Wilmington and bridge over, or you can go to Southport. And so on Fort Fisher, there's just this very secluded, not really secluded, but small town beach, Carolina and Cura Beach. And there's an aquarium there that we went to. And then we took my old 4Runner and drove it out on the beach. And I love that. Like, put me in some sand, let me four-wheel, let me have fun, let me pass by the vehicles that didn't look at the signs that say, don't drive out here if you don't have a four-wheel drive.
They're stuck, know? Yeah.
And you know, offering to pull them out or whatever. But I think that day something in my mind thinking about 2022, because it was the first day of January 2022. We went January 1. And I remember thinking, I haven't done just a nice, easy day where we just drive around and enjoy things like this in a long time. And why don't I?
You saw how fruitful it was.
Yeah. Sorry, I'm still sick. But yeah, it's like maybe you need to slow down a little bit. And that was what I realized I need to do. And man, in the U.S. and around the world, we love to commend working too much and working too hard. Like, you're going to miss out on so much if all you ever do is work. And if your work doesn't matter.
Yes, specifically that. Isn't it a weird badge of honor? And that is, like, a lot of the root causes of just loneliness, depression, and anxiety. is working too much, being too, like, hurrying about everything, but we like to talk about that we're doing it all the time.
Yeah.
But then we, on the flip, on the other side of that coin is like, I'm so depressed, I'm so lonely, I'm so this, and you're like, you bragged about one thing, but then you talk about another thing, and yeah. Those two are, they're like this, they're married together, like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, I hear people all the time, you know, they'll talk about how many sales they got or how much money they made, and
they're just,
you
know, miserable.
They're miserable. Doing work that matters, if you read a book by John Maxwell called Leadership Goal, he talks about a study that a university did over like a period of time. I think it was the 70s and 80s. And they asked a question for students coming out of school, and they said, what do you want to do now? And I think a vast majority of them, like 85%, said that they wanted to pursue careers making a lot of money, while the other 15% said that they wanted to pursue careers doing something that they're passionate about, that mattered to them.
Yeah.
And ended up, the 15% produced more millionaires than the 85% of people. So the smaller portion of people actually produce more millionaires. And I'm not saying you're going to get rich doing something that matters. But what I'm saying is, like, do work that matters. Hey, if you're working a job that you hate, quit. Find another job.
Yeah,
like,
quit.
Quit.
Finding another job is not hard right now. No. Currently.
Find something that matters. Learn how to live off of less. Like, and so, you know, you're like, oh, then Josh told me to quit my job. You know, I didn't tell you to go sit at home. Find another job.
Right.
Quit
right.
your job. But. Yeah. You know, do something that matters, and maybe that's a goal. I want to do more things that matter. I want to, you know, and so for me years ago, I think for you as well, we made that decision.
Oh yeah.
That we wanted to do.
It's not easy though.
No.
No, but it's worth it.
It is. Every time it's worth it. In the long term.
Yeah.
Is it worth it? Let me work it.
I was waiting. Praise God. What a wisdom filled line that is.
From Missy Elliott.
Yes. Thank you, Missy.
It's like we were too serious for too long. Is it worth it? Let me work it. No, I don't even know what that word, the next line is.
I don't. No one knows.
It's like a Shaggy song. Like, I've never known a single lyric to a Shaggy song.
No, but they know what his voice sounds like,
it's
though.
It's so cool.
It is cool. Whatever happened to him?
Whatever happened to predictability?
Well,
a sigh of relief.
We've
talked about a lot of things. Consistency is greater than intensity. That's my principle. What would you tell somebody that is, if somebody goes, I don't know how to feel about New Year's resolutions, what should I do? What would you tell them? I would say consistency over intensity. That would be my line.
Yeah. I don't know if I would have a line, but the thing that helps me so much is just, hey, slow down.
Slow down.
You
yeah.
feel the rush to pick something. You feel the rush that you're behind, so you have to hurry and pick something, or I don't have my life together because I don't have X, Y, and Z. Just slow down.
Slow down. You don't have to have it all figured out.
No.
Do you know that, like, there are so many people that are very well off now that didn't get it together until later in life? I literally read a story about a doctor the other day that went back to school to become a doctor when he turned 40. So he was 50 before he was actually a licensed medical doctor.
Incredible.
And why not? So learn something new, whatever that is for you, New Year's resolution. I know we talked a lot about fitness. Those are just personal things for myself. But there's so many things to better yourself, whether it's reading more or...
I think just growth in general.
Growth. And another, I'm going to use another John Maxwell statement. He says, because I just think he's a leadership guru. He has given so many, including myself, a lot of leadership principles. He said, if you cannot look back 5 years in the past and almost be embarrassed at some of the ways you've led and some of the things that you've done, then you're probably not growing.
That's a great statement.
And so... You know, hey, don't dwell on the past, because if you're better now than you were 5 years ago, then you've grown.
Yeah.
Celebrate that.
Keep doing it. Yeah, you got to celebrate too. You may not have hit a goal, but you hit halfway. You got to celebrate that thing.
Celebrate it. And we're never going to be where we are. You're never going to be a 10 out of 10. You're dime pieces to us. Can I say that?
I hope so. Yes, freaking say it.
You're all 10 out of 10s to us.
You're a dime piece, and we will lay a warm blanket of friendship over you because we love you.
Hey, before we get off here, we have a little something we want to talk about, a little advertisement, but also just talking about a friend of ours. So if you're talking about New Year's resolutions, maybe you need to find a gym. Well, the reason I believe in this gym is not only because the owner of this gym is my friend, my personal friend, Dave Fiore and the Fiore family, Dave, Stephanie, and Rosie. We love y'all a whole lot. But also because it's the gym I go to. So you can sell a product that you believe in. I like this gym. So it's Anytime Fitness. And what's cool is if you don't live in Myrtle Beach, they're everywhere.
They are everywhere.
I'm not really running an ad for everywhere. but they're great. And I know a lot of people that go. What I like about Anytime's is they're everywhere. They're all over the U.S. And I'm pretty sure there's some in Japan and in Europe.
Yes, if you go on vacation, you can still go to the gym.
You can still go to the gym.
A good gym.
Yeah, and when we go, so Josh has actually came with me to the one in the upstate when we're in the upstate working.
That's true.
And they're consistent everywhere you go. There's consistent standards of how the gyms are ran. I've been in Texas and worked out at them. I've been, you know, in the upstate, South Carolina, North Carolina, wherever.
Bro, and they're clean.
They're always clean. And so specifically, I like the ones down here because it's my home gym. But Anytime Fitness, there's two that David owns in this location or in this area. One is in Pawleys Island and one is in Myrtle Beach on Kings Highway. They're running a dollar sale right now. I think you can join for a dollar. So
anyone can do it. I'll give you a dollar. How about that?
$1 to join.
I'll give you $1 to join.
And you may go, oh, well, I want to go to this other gym. This other gym is cheaper. This other gym, or I don't want to go to the gym. It's expensive. If you don't have the money to go to the gym, I get that. Find a home workout. But I find for the most part, it's just you're spending money on things that matter less. What is more important than your personal health?
Nothing. Because if you don't have that, what do you have?
What do you have? And so, you know, maybe it's I need to stop buying this, or I need to stop going out for coffee, or I need to stop, like, in order to have this gym membership. And also, gym memberships aren't very expensive. Mm-hmm. I know people that are about it that work out a lot. They have like 3 or 4 gym memberships.
That's insane.
Because it's like, what's 100, you know, maybe combined it's $100 a month. Yeah. What is that for your personal health?
Think about this. That's 4 to 5 Starbucks drinks a month that you don't need to get. And you can, yeah, invest in it in your body. What you spend your money on, that's what you care about.
Do you know the average monthly car payment in the U.S. is $575 for a new car a month and $430 a month for a used car? You don't have to pay a car payment. Like you can, you know, you just buy a beater if you save up your money. And
that's
what I'm saying
is
most people are spending $500+ a month for a car. And yet, you know, gym membership is tough. So we went down a rabbit hole. Anytime Fitness, Myrtle Beach, Pawleys Island.
Do it.
DM us on Instagram if you want more information about it, if you live locally.
Yep.
And our friends, Dave and Stephanie Fiore, they're great gym owners, dear friends of ours. And also, like, maybe you don't know where to start. They have killer trainers in their gym.
Yeah.
Like, killer trainers. And so you can have personal training, all that. Also, Josh and I, you might see us there.
Yeah, I just need to go to the gym. That's the gym I'm going to go to.
I'm there.
How about that?
Okay, he's calling it. He's signing up.
How about that? That's the gym I'm going to go to. Yeah, it's one of those things where it can be intimidating to go to a gym. I've been with you, and I did not feel that way.
No, most people and also, like, that's the type of gym, they're not going to put a lunk alarm off on you, but also they're not going to allow somebody to just be mean. Like, you'll get kicked out for that.
Right,
so,
right.
And I'll tell you, when I see another, like, person that may not know what they're doing in there, if they want pointers, I'll give them pointers or just, like, encouragements. Hey, great job. You're doing great. I want to see people in there. So,
yeah,
you know, I get frustrated in January when I see a lot of people in the gym, but it's because I typically know that people won't be there in February. So it's crowded in January. But hey,
accountability. Yeah, dude.
Grab yourself a little plate of accountability and eat it. Join. You'll probably see Josh and I around if you're there early morning or if you're there sometime during the week. Typically, I'm there.
Yep.
So, and David's there because he owns it.
Yep.
So he goes between those two. But yeah, if you need information on that, reach out to us, DM us, and we can get you plugged up with Dave and maybe get you signed up. Who knows? I know that they do free week trials, so you can go check
out. How can you regret bettering yourself? You can't.
You can't. And so, yeah, I am only going to talk about things and products that I personally like, and that is one I believe in, not only because the owner's a friend of mine, but because I actually have been going to that gym for 2+ years now. So, with all that being said, find something to better yourself. Don't make fun of people for having New Year's resolutions, because we need to cheer people on in bettering themselves. Matter of fact, instead of making fun of them, help keep them accountable if you're their friend.
Yep, and encourage them.
So, all right. Well, we hope that you've all hopefully, you know, came along this journey with us, and now we're at the end of the episode. We've got a lot of good episodes coming up. Hey, I'm going to go ahead and give a spoiler alert.
Do it.
Here in the next few weeks, you are going to see an episode pop up on your Spotify or your
Instagram.
Yeah.
iTunes,
or I guess it's Apple Podcasts.
Yeah, that's it.
That says Conspiracy Theories Part 2. We may ask you to give us our topics that you want us to talk about, and we're not afraid to talk about them.
Not at all.
So we love y'all. Hope you have a great week. God bless.
Go freaking work out.
Get off your duff. No, seriously, go work out.
Yeah, seriously.